Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks slip from records. Treasuries advance. The 10-year up 11 32nds at yield 2.21%. Gold lower today by $6 the ounce to $12.62, down 0.5%. Commodities decline with crude oil down 25 cents a barrel to $49.55. That was a drop of 0.5%. S&P down 2 points to 2412, down 0.1%. The Dow down 50, down 0.2%. NASDAQ down 7, a drop of 0.1%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
This is your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini. Shopping mall real estate isn't dead, but its relevance is changing.
Mediocrity in the middle is dead.
Brian Carlock is head of PwC's real estate practice.
Experiences are actually pretty exciting. There's a lot going on in some of the better malls, and they're grading themselves, A, B, and C. The A malls are doing quite well.
Carlock says the key word for the non-A malls right now is adaptive reuse. But that's not enough.
Imagine that one anchor at one end being torn down and re-leased to someone else, or becoming an apartment building or a hotel. Think about when those malls were built. Generally, many of them were built because traffic counts were high and the location was good. And so you have great sites that can be redeveloped or repurposed. But the bottom line is we're over-retailed in America. 24 feet per person, more than double any other industrialized country in the world.
And that's your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini.
This is Bloomberg Markets with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
Cause it's gonna get volatile, honey. But it's gonna be great. I said it's gonna
volatility has been really interesting lately. So historically low as the markets at some sort of consistent highs here, right? The guy who watches more than anyone I know, Ralph Dreiborough, joins us right now, the co-founder of a company called Stratify. Which is a very interesting way to try to use the VIX to take risk out of portfolios. And let's get some sort of 30,000-foot view, though, Ralph. As I mentioned, we've had volatility really, really low by historic standards. We've also had sort of the bond and the stock markets quite high in terms of return over the last few years.
Yeah, it's a sort of remarkable time in the market simply because we have two sort of bellwether components of most – diversified portfolio programs that are trading in sort of a, you know, somewhat rich space. If you look at the S&P 500, you look at the Shiller PE, we're at levels that we haven't seen since the late 20s in 1999. Similarly, if you go look at the bond markets, we're still within 12 months of literally lows that we haven't seen in rates. Hate to exaggerate, but, you know, in the duration of, you know, human civilization, we hit 1.32 on the 10-year last summer. So here we are with very few places to go in a rather overvalued market. So,
we were talking earlier in the show about sort of EV to EBITDA, and you see some sort of historically high levels, at least over the last sort of 15 years or so, price to sales at levels of sort of 2000 in the S&P 500. But the general notion has always been, if I've got some stocks, I should also have some bonds to be safe. If I've got some bonds, I should have some stocks to get returns. But you've taken a longer view to that.
Yeah, so we've gone and sort of looked more expansively and gone back to 1900 to get a sense of how stock bond diversification has helped investors or potentially hurt them. And going back to 1900, what you find is that in 7 of the 11 full decades that we've experienced, stock bond diversification of sort of a 60-40 kind of proration has actually done pretty poorly. And a lot of the sort of support for those approaches has been the byproduct of great returns that we saw in the 80s and 90s, and frankly what we've seen.
Short-term memory,
exactly. I think it's been accepted a bit as common knowledge that, you know, bonds will be a foil to sort of stocks when they swoon, and vice versa. Again, looking back with sort of any kind of memory, you know, beyond the early 80s when it was a really easy time to take risk. You know, you had an S&P trading at a PE of just under 8. You had an over 6% dividend yield. And then you, of course, had yields that were pretty appealing at the same time with the 10-year up at a 14.5%. It was a great time to take risk. We're sort of at the opposite end of that spectrum, and at the end of a, you know, secular decline in rates that's lasted the better part of the past four decades.
So what are you doing with customers to try to create portfolios that take out or that allow for that possibility of a market disruption while they continue to pursue gains as the market creeps higher?
Yeah, our approach is to actually use option overlays to complement existing portfolio allocations. I think one of the big problems in the market is that when people actually have enjoyed substantial appreciation in their assets, they have a tax basis that isn't practical unless you're a large institution, a public pension, or a tax-exempt entity. Clients have basically substantially appreciated assets, and that gain that exists there, even if they wanted to actually de-risk their portfolio, it's not necessarily practical for them to actually take that tax gain and reinvest the proceeds. What option overlays allow you to do is they allow you to sort of maintain that exposure, maintain the integrity of the basis that you have in that asset so you don't create a tax event, and you can pretty radically reshape the risk and reward characteristics of the underlying portfolio.
So give me an example. Let's say I'm long something I've owned for a long time. I don't know, pick one.
Sure.
Salesforce is across the street, right?
I think there are two great use cases. Okay. One is looking at an index holding, like being long the S&P 500.
Okay.
I mean, since 09 lows, we've seen many multiples of appreciation in an asset like that.
Right.
So what we might do in a situation like that, depending on what an investor's preference is to essentially hedge that and lock in some of those gains using a combination of call options and put options to provide some protection, depending on what somebody's looking for, if they're willing to take a little bit more first dollar risk, we might actually use something like a VIX instrument to provide some tail insurance.
So let's say, so you got S&P 500, so maybe you were to sell the calls and buy some puts and use the proceeds to buy some puts?
That would be a traditional approach to actually collaring a stock or basically
right.
creating some defined risk around that stock. You know, increasingly right now we're in a market where there's more and more call selling in these markets, which means that call prices have been depressed and there's
right.
been a little bit of a bias towards buying insurance. So right now, the cost of insurance is quite a bit higher than it was, you know, sort of leading up to the sort of 2010 timeframe when you were paying about sort of a 2-to-1 ratio for insurance relative to.
So the price of puts is higher than the price of selling calls, or the price of calls.
It's generally. Traditionally been that case in the past,
yeah.
But right now it's materially higher, to the point where it's been a very difficult environment as the market's ground up for people to be carrying protection.
Which is to say the protection that you might – if you want to be equal in terms of the protection, you'd actually have to buy – have protection at a much more lower number to sort of find prices that are reasonable.
You would, and that's one of the reasons why we actually love the VIX index and the VIX itself as a hedge. If you look at bonds have actually typically had a low correlation to stocks. Whereas if you look at the actual VIX index itself, it's actually inversely correlated to stocks. So when you get a big swoon in stocks, you tend to get a big increase in the VIX index. So we favor VIX products as well to actually help create some of those hedges.
So once you create that spread, well, I got a million questions. But once you create that sort of collar, right, that's a collar. Once you create that collar, what is the effect on someone's portfolio? What are they in a better position to see happen?
Well, if we see a large decline, they're going to have some certain protection or insurance features that protect them to the downside. With the case of basically sort of selling away some of that upside to finance it, you can actually cap some of the upside. And I think that's been a challenge of people who've gone out there in the markets and tried to do this on their own. You know, we run a business that is essentially a technology platform that allows people to actually understand and examine the risks in their portfolios
right.
and then seamlessly create a bespoke or customized option overlay solution that helps, you know, essentially, you know, satisfy some of their, you know, needs, whether those be biased towards risk reduction or, you know, creating incremental return in portfolios.
And timing is important, of course, but I don't mean timing in the traditional sense of getting it right, mm-hmm. but just in sort of terms of the cost of these things and when these options expire and being in a position to sort of keep the collar on even
sure.
as the time passes.
Yeah, that's a big issue. And I think that the marketplace has actually developed quite a bit of product that's been designed to allow people to actually own volatility and use that as a hedge potentially in their portfolios.
Right.
Unfortunately, a lot of the exchange-traded product is pretty misleading in that it's a great short-term speculation or trading tool, but it tends to do a pretty awful job of creating some diversification over long periods of time. Overlays, you know, on the contrary, actually do a great job of doing that. And, you know, our job is to determine the proration in which we actually own certain positions to actually provide some of that risk relief and how we own them.
Interesting stuff. Ralph Ebero, the co-founder of Stratify. Walked all the way across the street to see us.
It was a long journey, but worth it. Thanks
so for it. So good to see you, bud. That was Ralph Ebero from Stratify. Join us right now, Ed Baxter with the Liquids Cup next on Bloomberg Radio. Ed?
Yeah, Corey, interview with the St. Louis Fed Reserve President James Bullard. He, hawk or dove? Well, we'll see. We know where it traditionally stands. Ryanair's plans for expansion and HZ2 Holdings CEO Philip Falcone. Join us. June Grosso with me next. Coming up on.
Great stuff, Phil Falcone.
Yep.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah, right.
All right, you've been listening to Bloomberg Markets. I'm Bloomberg Radio. I'm Corey Johnson. It's George Benson somewhere in the background. This is Bloomberg.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.